Like That, Rule the World, BBC Tees, 17 minutes to 7, Neil Green with your weekday evenings from 4, the radio station that brings you the Matthew Davies Breakfast Show back in the morning from 7, and as Borough darts player Glenn Moody goes for glory in the World Championships, Matthew's going to be speaking to BBC darts commentator and the voice of Bullseye, Tony Green, the man himself, and also finding out how you can add 14 years onto your life. You need to listen tomorrow morning from 7 o'clock here at BBC Tees.
BBC Tees. Sport.
So the draw was made earlier today at FA headquarters for the fourth round of the FA Cup. Some big name teams actually were drawn early. And then almost last out of the bag was the clash between League Two team Mansfield Town and Middlesbrough. Let's talk live this evening to Martin Choice from the Stags Supporters Association, the Mansfield Town Supporters Association. Evening to you, Martin.
Hi there.
Are you all right, yeah?
Yes, fine, thanks.
So you lot beat Brighton 2-1 in the FA Cup, didn't you, at the weekend, to take you into today's draw. Are you happy we're getting Borough?
Yes and no. I think, you know, it's good to get a Premiership club at home. You know, the club is in a huge amount of turmoil at the moment, both on and off the field. Obviously, in the league, as everybody knows, we're in the relegation zone, and that really is the main focus of the club, to try and get away from that. But off the field, there's a huge turmoil as well, with the owner, Keith Haslam. A lot of fans being very, very unhappy with what he's doing around the club, and in a way, some fans worried or not happy that we've got a Premiership club, because it means more money going into his pocket.
I'll tell you what, Martin, you know what you need. You're looking for a giant killing in the next round then, aren't you?
Well, yeah, in a way. And our form in the Cup has certainly been better than in the league. And we put in our best performance of the season at Brighton on Saturday. Really did play very well and deserved to win that game. Because away from home in the league, we've been absolutely terrible. But actually at home in the league, we haven't been playing too badly, and we've actually won 4 of the last 6 games at home.
For people up here in the northeast who aren't aware about the Mansfield team, I mean, have you got a star man, a star player?
Well, our top scorer this season is Michael Balding, who's a former tennis professional. He's got 15 goals this season, which is actually half of our entire goals of the whole season. But he's actually out with a hamstring injury, and it's doubtful whether he'll be back in time for that game, I would think. Other than that, you wouldn't really see any sort of star players, no.
What about the Borough then? Have you been genning up? Do you know much about the Middlesbrough squad, really, and indeed its manager?
Not currently. I know that Mansfield have played Middlesbrough a few times in the past. The last time was more than 20 years ago, actually. In fact, we beat Middlesbrough on our way to Wembley in what was then called the Freight Rover Trophy, which was the only cup we've ever won in our history.
Excellent. Sounds good then. You'll be looking forward, obviously, to be nice to get that FA Cup, though, wouldn't it? Or is it, are we running before you're starting to walk yet?
I think it's pretty unlikely Mansfield are going to win the FA Cup.
I'm trying to pick you up here, mate. What can Borough fans look forward to then on their trip down to Field Mill?
Well, currently at Field Mill there's a capacity restriction of only 5,000 because of safety issues that haven't been resolved over a long period, mainly through a lack of investment by the club's owner, Keith Haslam. And so as it looks at the moment, I would think Borough will get no more than 1,500 tickets. And there's certainly going to be protest against the owner, Keith Haslam, and in fact on Saturday, Brighton Hove Albion fans, many of them joined in with those protests and got a very good reception from the Mansfield fans. So if Middlesbrough fans were prepared to join in as well, they'd get a very good reception. But I'm sure Middlesbrough will have a good day when they come down to Mansfield, and I would expect we'll see a good game of football.
You'll be there, won't you?
I certainly will.
Give us a prediction then for this.
1-0 to Middlesbrough.
To Middlesbrough. You don't stand a cat and nail's chance then, do you? If you're predicting 1-0 to Middlesbrough.
Well, I thought we'd lose to Brighton on Saturday, and we came up with an absolutely outstanding performance, so anything is possible.
I was going to say good luck. I think you know what I mean. Thanks for coming on anyway,
okay,
Martin. You've been a good
then.
Sport. Cheers. Martin Shaw there from the Stag Supporters Association, the Mansfield Town Supporters Association. He thinks Borough will win 1-0. This is BBC Tees. We update your headlines every 15 minutes during the Matthew Davies Breakfast Show. And on the tea timers. I was expecting him to say Mansfield 7, Borough 0 there. He's put me off. Let's have a look at your headlines tonight. Police say the mother of 3 found dead in a house in Middlesbrough, along with her partner, had been in a violent relationship. 3 teenagers have been charged with possessing imitation firearms after an incident in Grangetown on New Year's Day. And in sport, Middlesbrough drew League 2 side Mansfield Town in the FA Cup 4th round. Update on the weather forecast coming shortly.
John Foster. On BBC Tees.
Another thing we do see is look around.